Well, once again, good morning, everybody. It's lovely to see you. Good old Mr. Cowper, putting pen to paper and writing that wonderful hymn. I've got my funeral service mapped out, and that hymn is going to be included in the order of service. I love that hymn, I really do. Let's just pray. Father in heaven, we come before you with thankful hearts. We come before you in praise and adoration to you, the living God, for what you've done for us in and through the person of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you and praise you for him. Lord, we thank you for these songs and these hymns that we've been able to sing together. We thank you that there have been men and women down through the pages of history that have put pen to paper, inspired by your Holy Spirit, to write such wonderful words that we can enjoy together today. Lord, thank you for one another. Thank you for this opportunity to meet together. And Lord, as we meet together, continue to bless us, we pray. And we ask this now in and through the precious and wonderful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. Amen. I don't know whether the name Frederick Luke Wiseman means anything to you. He was a pastor, a minister. He was Reverend Frederick Luke Wiseman. By denomination, he was a Wesleyan Methodist. You don't hear much about Wesleyan Methodists today. But for a short while, he was the interim minister or the superintendent minister at Westminster Central Hall from 1937 until 1939. On various occasions, he would find himself being asked to speak to the young people. He was very gifted with the youth. And the story is told of how on one occasion when he was talking to the youth that were in the church, one bright young lady said to him, "Mr. Wiseman, what you teach is all right for people like you. But for me, it's far too old-fashioned." He passed away in 1944, so it's a few years ago now, but things don't change, do they? You can imagine a young person making that statement to somebody older in the church today. Mr. Wiseman's reply to that young lady was this: "Young lady, when you came into this world, you came in a very old-fashioned manner. And make no mistake about it, that when you go out of this world, you will go out in a very old-fashioned manner. And in between, you need to hear a very old-fashioned message. And that is, you need to get right with God. Between birth and death, you need to get right with God." And for those of us who are Christian believers here this morning, we know that you can only get yourselves right with God by coming to repentance and faith in the gospel of Jesus Christ, in the good news of Jesus Christ, and accepting him as our Savior. And so this morning, I have called my sermon, "Our Glorious Gospel," our glorious good news. Paul, writing in that section of scripture that we read together just a few moments ago, says in verse 16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. For the Jew first, and also for the Greek. And that is my text this morning, verse 16 of Romans chapter 1. If you were to attend a evangelical Protestant church in France, and you were to hear a man of God speak upon this verse, he would undoubtedly put it something like this. For I do not blush. There's something very French about that word blush. But he would say, for I do not blush at the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. The gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news of Jesus Christ, is good news. It's also divine news. And it's also beneficial news. And it is the power of God unto salvation. If we were to dig around in this verse a little bit more, and I guess a more accurate translation of this verse, putting it into the English, would be this. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ because it is the prescription of God unto salvation. It is what God prescribes for man's salvation. Nothing more and nothing less. We are told, the statistics tell us, that in this country today, there are literally thousands and thousands of prescriptions that are issued every single week. And many of those prescriptions are never cashed in. They're never used. Or they're never completed. Or even many of those prescriptions simply don't work. But the amazing thing about the prescription of God is that it works. Thank you, Pa. It's good to hear an amen. It's a prescription that works, not regarding our physical condition so much, but to our spiritual condition. And Paul says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Why? Because it's God's prescription for our spiritual condition on the inside. And what happens, as I reminded you last week, it brings us hope. When it comes to the spiritual condition of mankind, it is no different now to what it was 50 years ago, 100 years ago, 500 years ago, 2,000 years ago. Man's spiritual condition is no different. The answer, the only answer to the sin problem, the eternal question, is the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the only answer. And it's the only prescription that works. It is the power of God unto salvation. I reminded you last week that sometimes rubbish comes out of people's mouths. And this is rubbish what I'm about to quote. The person that quoted this was no Christian, but this is what he said about Christianity. He said that Christianity is morality touched with a little bit of emotion. What rubbish that is. No, Christianity is this. It is Jesus Christ being God's prescription for the problem of your heart. Someone once said this, the heart of the problem is the problem with your heart. Malcolm Muggeridge said this, all news is old things happening to new people. And I guess in one sense that's true. It's old news happening to new people. But the wonderful news in 2017 that Paul also preached 2,000 years ago that he wasn't ashamed of is that it's old news happening to new people. Do you know, this last week I was reading an article of an American correspondent that had somehow got into North Korea. And he was speaking how of Kim Jong-un is looked upon as God. And we know that from hearing all the news. That's what he likes to think that he is. But this American correspondent said, but things are on the turn. The tide is turning. And he went on to speak about the underground church that is growing and is starting to flourish. And that warms my heart. To think in that closed country, people are hearing the gospel, old news happening to new people. Old news happening to new people. Do you know, at the end of John Wesley's life, due to what God did through that man who faithfully preached the gospel, preached the good news,